Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody again to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you are. Listen to your favorite shows. A lot to talk about, some historic votes, some historic developments. We're going to get right to them. The Voting Rights Bill, SB1, would have standardized voting in federal elections, especially presidential elections, in all 50 states. That was the contemplation of the Founding Fathers, Alexander Hamilton wrote himself that federal elections have to be controlled by the federal government. They can't be let up to the state government to decide what they're going to do. That's in the Federalist Papers. And for throughout our history, that has been the case on important matters. Almost 50 years ago, constitutional amendment passed to permit 18-year-olds to vote. Before that, only 21-year-olds could vote. When I voted in 1968, I had just turned 21. Otherwise, I couldn't have voted. But in the 70s on, you could vote if you were 18. Why is that? Because people were being drafted into the Vietnam War who were 18. And the argument, which is a good one, is why should they go off to war and get killed or shoot some Viet Cong if they don't get a chance to at least vote on who the candidates are who are leading them? That was federal. You know, the states didn't come in and say, well, nah, in our state, it's only 21, or in our state, it's 25, or in our state, the draft doesn't apply. You didn't hear any of that. You dodged the draft, you got 5 years in jail. So suddenly now, Moscow Mitch decides he wants to oppose this reform. And here's what happened yesterday. The vote on the voting rights bill was not on the merits yesterday. There is a procedural wrinkle in the Senate because they think they're fancy. They have a pretty high opinion of themselves. Before they vote on something, they have to vote on whether or not they should even discuss it. So, you know, if you propose a bill, you've got to jump through two hurdles. You've got to go, well, can we even discuss this? Do I have your permission to? And frankly, one senator can hold up his hand and say, nah, I want to put a hold on that. Ron Johnson did that with a Juneteenth holiday, the Juneteenth bill. Ron Johnson held it up, one guy. First of all, that's got to stop. If there's a real problem, a serious problem, there has to be something like 20 senators who at least say, and then a very limited period of time, let's hold it up for a week so we can talk about this a little more in private or something. Not one guy, because you have Rand Paul's, you have Ron Johnson's, people who are not serving the interests of the United States, holding stuff up. Well, in this one, this got held up. Finally, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, managed to get it to the floor only to talk about whether they should talk about it. I'm serious. Only to talk about whether they should talk about it. The vote was 50-50. Every Republican, you know, Susan Collins whines and snivels and says, well, I'm a moderate. And, you know, she managed to worm her way back in the Senate for six more years. She's not a moderate. She's down the line with Moscow Mitch. She is Moscow Mitch's Mitch, okay? Moscow Mitch's Mitch. So she, well, heck, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, she's up for election again. Somehow people up in Alaska, I've been to Alaska. I fish off the Kenai Peninsula for halibut. It's a fine state, beautiful state, but there are some folks come roaming in out of the woods, you know, twice a year for provisions, and what, they're conservatives? What, they think that they're being benefited by the Republican Party? Give me a break. Give me a break. So she votes against it, even talking about it. Mitt Romney votes against it. They all vote against it. But 50-50, Kamala Harris can break the tie. She's sitting there. So 51-50, they should have been able to discuss it, right? Well, wrong. Because Moscow Mitch invoked the filibuster. And unlike the filibuster where the Southern senators in the 60s on civil rights filibustered, the Democrats forced them to get up on their hind legs and actually talk. And they'd read the Bible. They'd read Shakespeare. They'd read, you know, for a long, long time until they were dying of exhaustion. And then they'd say, I yield to this other senator, Senator Foghorn Cleghorn from somewhere, Senator Plutchbottom. And then Senator Plutchbottom would get up and he'd read some more. Finally, everybody in the country is watching this thinking how ridiculous they looked, and they caved. That's, if you're going to do a filibuster, that's what you should require. But they got rid of that back, I don't know, a little over 40 years ago. So now all the Republicans have to do is say, I filibuster and go home, go out to eat, go to a nice restaurant, go out to eat, get a good night's sleep. That's all they have to do. That's wrong. At least if you're going to filibuster, make them come in and not sleep and sit there and go through all this. But that isn't what happens. So anyway, he filibusters. It is now known as the killibuster. It's not a filibuster, it's a killibuster. This filibuster is not being exercised in good faith. It's not being exercised at a principle, even if misguided. It's simply being exercised to do everything in their power to stop any Democratic vote that would make the Democrats and Biden look good, and to disenfranchise as many people as possible from voting. That's all that's at stake here. That's all they're doing. Now, Moscow Mitch, this is an extraordinary statement. Moscow Mitch was asked by the press why he's doing this, and he said, well, this voting rights bill could lead to ideological grudges. Could lead to ideological grudges. Oh, really? You think there isn't already an ideological grudge? How about an ideological grudge on the part of somebody who's barred from voting? Somebody who's in an old age home and can't get an absentee ballot. Somebody who is a single mom with three kids at home, can't leave on election day, but she has a girlfriend, a sister, somebody, watches the kids for an hour. She fills out a ballot and she goes to a drop box. But if she's in Houston or a city with millions of people, she has to drive half an hour through traffic instead of having a drop box halfway convenient. She says, the heck with it. You know, how about somebody in a nursing home who hasn't driven in 30 years, is incapacitated, doesn't have a driver's license, and has to show an ID, and they don't have a driver's license, so the local motor vehicle department says, well, you can come and get a state ID. In the past, they used to charge for it, $20. Suddenly somebody said, hey, that's a poll tax, because of people, you know, it's hard enough to get people to vote anybody. And then you got to go down there in person. And then there's the line for the state ID. It's about 80 people long. And the window's closed, the clerk's at lunch. And so it's to stand there. And what? Somebody stand there with crutches, or somebody has to get back to work? See, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. So Moscow Mitch says that this may lead to ideological grudges if they pass SB1, the voting rights bill. SB1 has overwhelming support in the country, close to 70%, even Republican states. All it says is we're going to have early voting in person, more than the Republicans want, not as much as the Democrats want. We're going to have absentee voting by mail for a longer period of time than the Republicans want, not as long as the Democrats want. And we're going to have some other things. We're going to have drop boxes based on population. So Russ County up in Ladysmith area might have, say, and I'm making it 20 drop boxes. I'm just making that up. Houston with millions of people may have 150 drop boxes in all the neighborhoods around. That kind of thing. And most important, gets rid of gerrymandering. And that's what the Republicans really don't want. Gets rid of gerrymandering, requires fair maps. Fair Maps Commission in every state for federal elections. And the other thing is, remember Stalin's dictum? I'm going to say it again. Stalin, who murdered 20 million people in the gulags, once said, it doesn't matter who people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. So this would say that the Secretary of State and the county commissioners, equal Democrats and Republicans on the commission level, count the votes. You don't turn the ballots over to private saboteurs. All right, it seems everybody wants that. Moscow Mitch doesn't want that, because now, next time, Cyber Ninja will count the votes in the beginning in Arizona. They won't have to ship them off to a cabin in Montana with signs that say no trespassing, weeds growing out of the yard, some guy from Virginia there by himself deciding what ballots are valid and what aren't. Can't do that anymore. In Georgia, you can't fire the Democratic commissioners and have the legislature, the equivalent of Robin Voss's, just sitting there with the votes. Boy, these look like a lot of votes out of Atlanta. Must be some fraud. Why don't we apply statistical methods? We'll just throw 10% of them out. I mean, that is what is going on. Do you understand that? That is what is going on. Moscow Mitch is standing in the way. The Republicans are standing in the way. Why did the Democrats do this? For two reasons: to get Manchin and to get Sinema on record, which they did, at least at this level, to help them and give everybody an argument to go after their senators over the 4th of July break. Remember this argument, and it's true. There is no filibuster in the state legislatures that gave rise to this, to the problem. Why then is there a filibuster being exercised at the federal level to put an end to it? You don't have it both ways. You do not have it both ways, but they want to have it both ways. They should suspend the filibuster for this rule and get in Fair Maps. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.